Education has always been important in my family. When I was younger, my mother made it a priority to teach me and my brother phonics and arithmetic. She wanted us to have a head start in our education, and I like to think that we did. Not everybody has the same opportunity, though. There are educational programs such as Head Start that are aimed at preschool children for this reason. I talked to John Key, the executive director of the Economic Opportunity Advancement Corporation, about the program.
Head Start is a program designed for 3- and 4-year-olds. 3-year-olds is early Head Start, and then regular Head Start can be 4- and 5-year-olds, which serves basically low income, some special needs children, which really needs to make up about 10% of our population, and also those students who may have been in situations to where they've gone through a, where they have been abused in some way.
Over 1,000 children in the Waco area attend Head Start. Head Start reaches children through more than just education.
And what are some of the benefits that the children in Head Start receive?
Academics. Gives them a boost ahead, just like any preschool would do. It provides them with meals, guidance, and it also provides them an opportunity to allow their parents to work, look for jobs, or in some factor go back to school or something like that.
Though Head Start is not funded directly by the government, the program receives federal grants, grants which have been recently cut.
We receive a little over $7 million in that program. It's been cut back. We will lose approximately $300,000 in the new fiscal year, which starts May 1st. So it's a hit, and usually when you get a hit like that, it affects personnel versus the children that you serve.
These cutbacks also may mean the loss of jobs.
Well, we probably reduce staff before we reduce the ability to serve children, so you're losing personnel positions.
There are major fundraising opportunities during the summer and Christmas time to help diminish the difference. Waco is not the only area with a Head Start that has been affected. The White House recently projected that in the state of Texas, 4,800 kids would lose access to Head Start and early Head Start as a result of the sequester. To get a better sense of how these cuts have impacted Texas, I also talked to Chris Stewart, the director of the Stonewall Head Start in Fredericksburg.
Well, here's an interesting dynamic of these grants from Head Start. They give you a grant for a certain amount, say $1 million, and let's break it down to say it was possibly for illustration purposes $100. They on paper it says $100, but actually you're getting only about $75 out of that $100. You as an agency have to make up that other $25. So we have to make up $250,000 of what looks like on paper a $1 million grant to cover 133 children. Now, on top of that, the sequestration that's gone through is asking us to cut 5% of that, which is roughly $57,000 out of your budget.
The Stonewall campus has taken a similar approach to the situation as Waco's.
Our drive and desire at Stonewall Head Start in the Hill Country is to have those cuts be taken at the top administratively, which we're already very thin up there and everybody's got double and triple duty. We want to protect and keep classes open and protect the teachers who are in the trenches, who are actually making the day-to-day connections with children and families. We want to make sure that, so in other words, we're not going to close classrooms.
Like Waco, Stonewall is trying to make up the difference. This Friday, the Stonewall Head Start is partnering with Empty Bowl to raise $30,000 to $50,000. The event takes place in Fredericksburg March 22nd, beginning at 6:30 p.m. For more information, you can visit the Empty Bowl Fredericksburg page on Facebook or visit patshall.com. For KWBU, I'm Sahara Price.